Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, and I am the author of the D.I. Andy Horton series of Solent Murder Mysteries. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about my detective, Andy Horton, and give you something of a bit of the background to him. His patch is Portsmouth CID, which is on the south coast of England, and his investigations in the mysteries take him along the coast to Chichester and Langston harbours and across the Solent to the Isle of Wight. He rides a Harley Davidson and he lives alone on a small boat in Southsea Marina since his estrangement from his wife Catherine. Now, in the first Inspector Andy Horton mystery, which is called The Portsmouth Murders and introduces Andy, he is back in Portsmouth CID after an 8-month suspension on a gross misconduct charge of which he is innocent. That has caused his marital breakup, hence him living alone on board his small boat. And he also has a point to prove that he's still a good copper, plus he needs to clear his name of that gross misconduct charge. Now, in the Portsmouth murders, Andy, who is very fit, keeps himself very fit, is out running along Southsea Beach on a foggy August bank holiday day and almost trips over the naked body of a man on the beach, which sets him off in the first investigation, the Portsmouth murders. Now, throughout the series of novels, and at the moment, currently in 2022, there are 16 in the series, with all of them being republished recently by Joffe Books. Now, in the series, there's also a little bit of a thread going through them, which is Andy's backstory, if you like. He doesn't know who his father is, and he was raised by his mother in a council flat in a tower block in inner city Portsmouth. When one day, when he's 10 years old, she goes out to work as a nighttime croupier and she doesn't return. Now, Andy has always been told that she just didn't want a young kid in tow and she's gone off with another man. So as a result of that, he's been raised in children's homes and foster homes, feeling very bitter and very angry over his mother's desertion. Eventually, he is fostered by a nice couple, a policeman and his wife, and Andy begins to find out that there is some kind of love in his life and some kind of stability in his life. Now, in the books, he is perhaps a little bit, bitter and upset and angry about his past, and he has a very strong sense of justice. And gradually he comes to learn through his investigations that maybe what he's been told about his mother running off with another man is not necessarily true, and that there is more to her disappearance than he was ever told. And throughout the series of the Andy Horton Solent Murder Mysteries, he begins to unravel clues as to Jennifer Horton, his mother's disappearance. And the readers will not only have a new murder investigation to read about in each novel, but also maybe go with Andy on his journey to find the truth behind his mother's disappearance. And does he find out what happened to his mother? Is she alive or is she dead? Well, I leave that to you to read the books.